Iran Daf, Samach Ches, Hamad Aleph. Let us just go over quickly the Gemara. We hear in the Mishnah, Beima Makasha Leile Dvahitzi Uber, Es Yodai Vechzira Muta Ba'achile, Vahitzi Esroishoi Afopi Sheh Ziroi Areze Kiyolo. So the Gemara said, Omar Rav Yudha Marav, Be'ever Atmoi Oso, the Ever is Oso. That what it says, the Mishnah Muta Bachile is going on the Uber that is inside the Behem. But the Eber is also my time with the Makro, Bosso, Bosso, the Trefer, Lo Yisei Chelu, Kivin, She Yosso, Bosso, Chut, Lim, Chitzoso, Nessa. So the Eber is also, and the Uber is Muta. Nam, Behem, Amakash, Leilid, Boitzi, Uber, Es Yodoy, Vechziroi mutar ba'achila, my lava eva, lo ya uber. It's going on the uber, the uber is mutar, the uber is also. Ya uber, my yir ye hechziroi. So why does it say vechziroi mutar ba'achila? The uber, it's irrelevant if the uber was marza yode, not marza yode, the uber is a mutar. Afilu lo ya hechziroi nami. So the Gemara answered, "Who adin afal gav the loyher zira?" You're 100% right. The Uber, that what the Mishnah says, "Muta ba'achile," is not because of hechziray. So the Mishnah did not have to mention at all hechziray. Why did the Mishnah mention hechziray? Why did the kaboy Mishnah say it? In the sefer it says, "Hoisi es roishay." Afal pishe hechziray areza ki yolod. So the seif is coming to tell us that it has a din yolud, and therefore hechziray won't help. So since there's a need for mentioning hechziray in the sefer to tell us that it has a teiris yolud, and therefore hechziray will not help, so we mention tananam ireishe hechziray. So the Gemara asks, the Sefer Maika Mashmul, what is the Sefer telling us? What is the Sefer coming to tell us? That it has a din yolot, if it's a yisiroishay, the kivin the yotzaroishay havilo leido tanine. We learned this already, that yotzaroishay has a din yolot. We learned eizeu b'chele nachlo ve'ine b'chele kahane. Who is considered a Bechele Nachla that's called Reishis Aine, and it's not a Petarech. So the Mishnah says two cases. Abo Achel Nefolim, Afo Pishi Yotzo Reishai Chai, that if you have twins, and the first one was a Nefol, we mentioned yesterday from the Chassam Sefer, that the first one was born at the end of the eighth month before the Shkia. So the first one is a Nefol. The second one was born after Teisa Kechovim, in the ninth month already. So, Habo Acha Nefolim, Afopi Sheyotza Roishoi Chai, even though when the Nefel was born, the Nefel was alive, but it's not called Reishis Oinei because Einei Dova Olof. So, the second child is a Bechor Le Nachla. We'll take Pishnai. Oy ben tes sheyotza roishay meis, or another case that it was a ben tes, it wasn't a navel, but yotza roishay meis. So it's also ainli by dova olov. So the second child is a bechor lenachla. That's the reishis oinai. Taima. So now we make a diuk from this mishnah. Taima the Roshay Meis, the second Bavit, is speaking about that Roshay Meis, a Bentes, it's Roshay Meis. Ha Roshay Chai, but what would be if it would be Roshay Chai, and then it would have died. Habo Achov was speaking about a Rosh, that the Rosh came out, Ha Roshay Chai, so it seems Habo Achov, Bechor Lenachla, Nami Loi Habe. So it would seem that if it was a ben tes and it was reishai chai, so it's called, it was yolut, It's called there was Yalud, and Ayidei Yitzias Reisha, and since it was Chai, so it's Liboy Dova Olo, so the second child is not a Bchor Lenachla either. Al Koponim, we see from this Mishnah that Yotzo Reisha Chai is called a Leide. We see that Yotzo Reisha Chai is called a Leide, so why is it Bechlau necessary for this, the Sefer of the Mishnah? The Sefer of the Mishnah Bechlal is not necessary to tell me that Ritzi es Roishoi Afa Pishach Zira Reza Ki Yolut. I know from this Mishnah that Eitois HaRoish is called a Leid. That's what we were up to yesterday. So the Gemara wants to say no. V'chiteime Ashmeinon Ba'odom V'komash Melon Bebein. That means that we need two Mishnayot to tell us that a Tzoras HaRosh is called a Leida by a Odom, and a Tzoras HaRosh is called a Leida by a Behemoth. That means that our Mishnah is coming to tell us that by a Behemoth, a Tzoras HaRosh is called a Leida. You're asking me, it says already a Mishnah that a Tzoras HaRosh is called a Leida, that's by an Odom. And this, and each one, you can't learn out one from the other. Chitay mashmeinam ba'odo, that's this Mishnah by B'chay l'nachle, because mashmelon be'behem, and that is our Mishnah. The Odom mi be'hem loyal. Now, the Gemara explains why you need two Mishnahs. After our Mishnah, you still need the Mishnah in B'chayres, the ain praiser le behemoth. Dodem mi behemoth lo yalet. You're killing that other from behemoth. The ain praiser le behemoth. That by a behemoth, if would only say our Mishnah, I would say the reason by the Haitzos Rosh it's called Yolud, because after the Haitzos Rosh, there's no praiser that is blocking the Rosh of the behemoth. We'll see, after it goes out of the Beim, it's Begoli, so then it's called a Leide. But by an Odom, there's a Proister that is Ma'akiv, that means after the Rosh comes out, there's a Proister, so the Rosh is not Begoli yet. So there'd be a Svarit to say, we'll see exactly what this Proister is in Rashi and Taisvis. So there'd be a Svarit to say, that by an Odom, you need more than a Tzoyis Rosh, since there's a praiser that's blocking the Rosh. Ubeheime, so let us just say our Mishnah, Ubeheime mei Odom layalte, dechoshiv parsef ponim didei. That could be, if we would say, that by Odom, that a Tzoyis Rosh is called a Leide, so I would say, by an Odom, Choshiv parts of Ponim didei. So when the Ponim comes out, that's called a Leide. But by a Behemoth, it would be a Svara to say that need more than Roisha, you need Ruboy. So that's why I need these two Mishnayos. And that is the Chiddush of our Mishnah, Al Kaponim, that by a Behemoth, Tzoyis Rosh is also called a Leide. Let us see Rashi. V'chitei ma'ashminam ba'odom, d'b'yitziyis roishay ave kiyolo, that's the Mishnah by B'chir l'nachle, v'hodo ashminam b'behemet, and it's telling us by behemet also. The odom mi behemet lo yalo. You can't learn out odom from behemet. The behemet less lo proizde lifnei beis arechem shalom. That means in front of the Beis HaRechem is no praiser that after it's Yaitse mi Beis HaRechem, there's no praiser that's blocking the head, the Goliyu. As soon as it leaves the Beis HaRechem, the Rosh is the Goli. Umikivin sheharosh Yaitse leidosei nikaret. So speak already that it was born. So that's called a Leide. By Tzoyis Rosh. Avol Isha ein rachma begolu, sheyerechayim havelo ke ein proizda. We'll see clearer in Taisvist that the Yerechayim That means after it comes out, there's still the Yerechayim that are blocking the rush of the Yalut. Then you see it's Avlad Nikeres Yofe Ache Yeitze Ruboy. So perhaps it'd be a svara to say that by an Odom, the Yitzias Harosh is not considered a Leida. So we need two Psukim, we need two Mishnayas, we need so our Mishnah is coming to tell us that the Yitzias Harosh by Abraham is called a Leida, and that Mishnah is telling us the Yitzias Harosh from the Odom is called a Leida. You can't learn out one from the other. Correct the Gemara, it's not true. Hanami Tanine. We learned we learned another Mishnah that by a behemoth, Haitzois Harosh is called a lady. So again, we have a problem. What is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Hanami Tanine. Shilye Sheyotzisa Miktsasa Asure Ba'achila. Now, a shilya, I think, is the placenta, the sack that the uber is in. But here we're speaking about that the uber was mochli. That means it was dissolved. Yeah, it was dissolved. So memela, so the uber that comes out in the shilya is, we don't see too much of the uber ben. It's dissolved. Now, So like this halacha is, if it wouldn't have been yotzasa miktsasa, so the shilya is nita v'shchita same. That's kol sheba behima teichelet. The shilya is nita v'shchita same. Now let's just say, I said, I need to understand, shilya she yotzasa miktsasa. What of miktsas of the shilya came out, and then he shechted the aim. So the din is asura b'achila, the inside chelik is asur b'achila. Now why is the inside chelik asur b'achila? Because we're chayish, maybe in the mitzvahs that came out there was the roish there. I don't know anything, but now everything is dissolved. But I'm chayish, maybe the roish was in the mitzvahs that went out. If the roish was in the mitzvahs that went out, so the whole thing became yalut. If it's yalut, So then the Shechita Sa'im can help on the Shulya. It can help. So we have here an often a Mishnah that by a behemah, the Yitzias Arosh makes a Yolod already. So again, so why do we need our Mishnah? Shulya Sheyotzisa Miktsasa Asura Bachila. Kesimin Vlad Beishe Kachsimin Vlad Bebehemah. And let us just see Rashi to understand this a little better. Honami tanine bebeheime nami tanine bemasnisen bepilkim. The roish havi leide. The roish is a leide. Diktoni. Shulye sheyotzusa miktosa asura ba'achile. Afilu ma shahoye befnim b'shashchit. That means that yotzusa miktosa. Then he shechted the aim. So even that what is bifnim is also bachile. Lefi sha shilya simen vlad beishe. When a shilya comes out, that is a simen, there was a vlad there. The simen vlad beveheime. And if a shilya comes out, that's a simen, there was a vlad there. So memele, so since there was a vlad, Bachaishinon, so therefore we chayish dume bahi miktsas the nofik. In the miktsas that came out, yotza haroish, the roish went out in this miktsas, vahave ki yolot, so memela the whole shulya is yolot, hilkach kula asura, so the whole shulya is also, the shadina la bosa reisha, Alma Roishoy Tanan Bahavilaita. So I have already enough in the Mishnah that by Abahema Roishoy is called a Leida. V'seifa Diktoni Hirziroi Lo Yitzterech. So the whole thing is Miyuta. the whole thing is miyuta to tell, because I know that it's a leid already. I hear a sickle ha'ore. Let me just share the ha'ore with the ilam. Rashi says that why is the whole shulya also? V'chayshninam duma bahu miktas denofik yotza ha'oresh. That means from Rashi would seem, I don't know if it was yotza ha'oresh, I haven't the faintest idea. But the chayshin and duma be mitzvahs the nofak yotza ha'oresh v'have k'yol. So l'chayre, if I don't know, so l'chayre, the chayla kapnimi is acheskas aguf and acheskas heta. That means like this. The shulya, mitzvahs of the shulya came out. Now, if in the mitzvahs that came out was the rosh, so then the rosh that's inside is yolot. If the mitzvah that came out is not the roish, so the roish that's inside is not yolot. Now, I don't have the faintest idea what came out. So, l'chayr, I have a chazoket. That means, till now, it was before the mitzvah came out. So, the roish that was inside was not yolot, that's for sure. Now, I have a sofik if the mitzvah that came out change the matzim of the roiv inside. Did the roiv inside become yolo? Did the roiv inside not become yolo? So l'chayre yishistel an chazoket. Shistel an chazoket. That means it was becheska she'eino yolo till now. Hey, have a topic that this yitzias mixas change the matzim or not? So l'chayre yishistel an chazoket. Unless you'll say perhaps this is a chazaka suyelishtanis because it's oymit, maybe it's not cool, as a cheska shein yod, it's a chazaka suyelishtanis, I don't know. And then I had a second chazaka that the emesin, we had a cheska heter. Not only a cheska skuf, we had a cheska heter. That means before this mixus came out, this, the chalik inside of the chazoke, it would be huta al yedei shchita sa'in. Because called the baim at the chalik. Now I have a suffix, this heta, did it lose its heta? Through the mitzvahs that came out, did it lose its heta? So chayiv acheskas heta, acheskas aguf. Loi rabosi, I don't know. Anyway, so now, the Gemara is asking Akasha, so I have an Ofen HaMishneh that is telling me that, that by a Behemah, the Yitzias HaRosh also makes a Yolot. So now the Gemara says like this. If you'll say that the chzirai of the reisha is dafke, that the reisha is speaking about the eva, and the mutter is going on the eva, and the eva is only mutter because of chzirai, and the sefer otter reisha. So really, in the sefer, there's no chiddush of a chzirai, since I know it's yolot. There's no chiddush of echziroi. But good, so since the reisha said echziroi, and I need echziroi in the reisha in order to be matter the eva, so send the sefer also echziroi. Even though it's poshet, if it's yolot, echziroi won't turn the clock back. Eli amrit loy the reisha davkim. That's what the reisha is speaking about the uber. It's about the Uber, it's no chilek if it was a chzirai, if it wasn't a chzirai. The sefer, I don't need it should tell me a chzirai, because if it's yolot, so hashteitzach a chzirai won't help. Is lama leila misnaya klau? So why did the Mishnah have to speak about a chzirai? Why did Mishnah have to mention a chzirai? Loi loilam a Uber. So the Gemara says, no, it's going on the Uber. It's going on the Uber. Before the Gemara said Uber, there's no difference if it's Zira or not Zira. The Gemara says, yes, in the Uber alone, there's a difference if it's Zira or Layer Zira. Now, what does that mean? The Oma, Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak, by Nitzracha Ella, Lemekaim Chatach, Ochinami, by Nitzracha Ella, Lemekaim Chatach. So see, Amir de Karashi, let us see Rashi. I am refish loime herziroi dereishe davke, herziroi dereishe davke le mishrei eiver gufei. So it's coming to tell us that even though it was hoitzi es yodai, since it was herziroi, the eiver becomes mutsam. Ikele trutu seife, the ton herziroi mishim reishe. That means, really, it's poshut, since I know it's a later, so it's poshut herziroi, won't help. Eli amrit mutter de reisha ubekoi. Avol eivar osa. The chazor le mahani. Am I not in the zira? So why did the mishnah to talk about the zira? The Gemara says, lo ilam mutter de ktoni a uba. No. Since the zira, that's why the uba is mutter. Ude kashelo chazor le mahani. What does the Chazore help the Uber? The Uber is mutter without Chazore. Limitaim chatach mahani. The Chazore helps for the mokim that you cut off the yad that was hoitzi yodai. The behema was hoitzi yodai. Was hoitzi yodai. And the rest of the Uber was in the behemoth. So, let us say for practical purposes that the Yitzhak Yad was still here. And this was Haitzi. And the rest of the Yad was in the behemoth. Now, we have to understand, if it was Haitzi Yadai out of the Rechem, the Chalik, which is Mamish next to the Chalik HaYaitzei, that was out of the Rechem, was on the Sfas Arechem. This is on the Sfas Arechem. Now, the Sfas Arechem is very unique. The Sfas Arechem is no man's land. That means like this. We have here two halachas. We have a halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda Marav, that the yad that went out of the behemah is treif. That boso sheyotza mimchitzosai. So the chalik that went out is treif, if it will come back, it won't help, it's treif, it's also machila. That's the chalik that went out, chutz of the mechitz. The chalik that's on the sfas harechem is not in the behemah, it's on the sfas harechem, that's a kol ba-behemah, it's not considered in the behemah. The sfas harechem, that is the border between the chutz and the bifnim, is an entity b'fnei atzmoi. The sfas or rechem is not chut and not pnei. Now, so if the matzah would have remained that it was hoitzi yodai, and then he shechted the aim. So it would come out the chelik that's next to the chelik of the yad that the uber was hoitzi, and which is on the Sfas HaRechem, would also be Yosa. Because that Chalik was not Ba-Behema, it was on the Sfas HaRechem. So the Mishnah wants to tell us that besides the Eiver, the whole Uber is Mutter. That means the Chalik that was on the Sfas HaRechem is also Mutter. So that's why it says, Echziroi. That it slept back the hand. So it slept back the hand. So b'shas the shchita, the chelik that was previously on the sfas arechem becomes mutter through the shchita of the eight. But if it would not have slept back the hand, and he would have shocked in the behemoth in that matzav, so the chelik that is next to the chelik hayotze would not be mutter, because it's not ba behemoth. The Svach HaRechem is not on the Bab, it's not inside the Behemoth. It's not outside either. It's on the border. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Why does Chazor help for the Uba? L'mokim chatach mahanya. That means the mokim, that when you cut the yad that went out, so the mokim chatach, if it wouldn't have been maksa the yad, that mokim would also have been maksa. The imloi hechzer, if it wouldn't have been maksa yadav, Sorech lehaniach mimashe befnim lezad achutzay ulechaytchay. If the imloy hechzev wouldn't be matzah, sorech lehaniach mimashe befnim lezad achutzay ulechaytchay. Shemokim hachetach havdolach hachitzim vapnim miosam. The havdolach, the mokim hachetach, when you cut off, that mocking is mavdul between the chelek achitzin, which is also al sposa basoda tzeifet, v'apnimi, and that's mavdul between the chelek apnimi, which is kol ba'behemot ha'chelu. That area in between is also mipnei shehu oimed al sfat ha'rechet. This mokim is not inside the behemoth, it's not outside the behemoth. It's on the sofa, on the svat arechem. V'loikerin behemoth ba behemoth, it's not called inside the behemoth. The lamb is soichahu, it's not inside the behemoth, it's on the svat arechem. It's not outside either, it didn't go out. Svat arechem. So this area of Svat HaRechem is no man's land. That means it's not Basar Batode, it didn't go Chutz L'Mechitzo, but it's not Teich HaMechitze. It's in between. So if we would have shochten the behemoth then and there, without it being Magzer Diyad, so that area would have been also Bachila, because it's not called Behemoth. So that's why the Mishnah says that if Ichzira Muta Bachil, you know what's Muta Bachil? Not the Yad that went out is Muta Bachil. The Chelech, the Mokim HaChatach that was on Sfas HaRechem, that will now become Muta Bachil because B'Shashchit it's Babahemo. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Aval Ichzira in Tzorech Lachtek Letzapnim Elam Mitzamtim V'Choytech is Choytech, exactly what went out. Umotim chatach muta the kerine behema baveme, because this was the behema that was in the behema. Umishim basa basoda leka, dola yotimim chitzosai. Oh, the Rav Nachman lekamon. The Gemara will later explain, bring the Rav Nachman's memory. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis behema mekashim. Given sheyotza basa chutz l'mechitzosay nesa. Kede dorish l'kamon dumye de treifa da'in lo heta. That means, the Maram explained that Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, it says, basa basa de treifa lo yisei chaylo. So, if we would darshan the lo yisei chaylu, so we would say that if when basoda means when out of the mechitza materes, lo yisei chaylu. So it could be, that's kozman, it went out. But when it came, if it came back, who says that it's osa? Who says that it remains osa? Rav said it remains osa, ve'eva atmei osa, even though it came back. Where did Rav see this? That even it came back, it's also also. So Taisa says, Kedadarish lekamon dum yede treifa. He called it, doesn't say, Basa basoda loisei chelu. It goes out of the mechitza, don't eat it. It says, Basa basoda gets a din treifa. And just like a treifa never becomes mutabachil anymore, So that the basar is basad is a din of treif will never become mutz. Dain maheta. So mainly, that's why Rav had to say that the mutter is not going on the yad, even though it was hichzir a yad, because it has a din treif that it never becomes mutter. Dain maheta. Say for my kamash malon. So the Gemara asked, so what is the sefer telling us? Hichzir a dereisha, I don't need. It's poshut that uber is mutter. The yad is also. Now the sefer is coming to tell us that the sefer is coming to tell us that even though it was that it's yellow, even though it's zero, it won't help. So the Gemara says, I know that hitzos roish is yellow. Now that was the Gemara's kashima. Says maybe that tafke by Adam. Then the Gemara brought a ray by Beimos, and then we had a problem. So Taisvis asks a very pertinent question. Be'im taima. You're telling me that it's a rosh is called a leide. Fine. But the Mishnah wants to tell us that if hechzir, it doesn't become isolated. What are you proving from all these rayas? You're proving that it's a rosh is called a leide, so the second one won't be a pchela nachla. It's a rosh is called a leide, so the chelik bifnim is also bachil. Sure, but here we're speaking about that ichziros, but it brought back the rosh. I mean, what's the kasha? I know that here it's telling us the chiddush that even though that when there was a tzos a rosh, even though ichziros erez a kiyolu. So that's the chiddush of the sefer. So what are you asking me, Akasha? I know a tzos a rosh is a leide. But it's coming to tell you that hechzira does not make it isolated. V'imtayim adum itzich lashmin and afal gafta hechzira yavikiyolot. That's what he's coming to tell us. The mehida b'chayir is lashmin and al balay hechzira. All the rayas you're bringing, I tell you, Sarosh is called a leide. But I would think maybe hechzira makes that it's isyolot. So what's the kasha? Be a shloimel, so Taisvis answers, the Pshitalei, the Kivan, the Beloi Chazor Avaleide, at Poshet, that if without Chazor it's called a Leide, ki herzirei nami like Lumave. So if it's born already, so something that's born by going back in won't become ice born. I mean, that's a Svara Pshut already. If the blood is considered Neulad when it comes out, so by going back in, so you have a blood that's going back in, but it won't become something that's born, will never become unborn. It doesn't work like that. So if I know already that it's considered born with the Yitzhar Sarosh, there's no need for the Mishnah to tell me that even though it brought back its head, it's still called Neulad. I mean, that's Poshet. If it's born, it can't become unborn. The Pshita like, the Kiv, the Beloicha Zorah, Havi Leide, Kirzirei Nami Leiklumav. So if I know from the other Mishnayis that it's considered born by Tzor Sarosh, so Memele, there's no need for the Mishnah to tell me, Afa Pisha, Zirei, because that's Poshet. Umiyu. Ilav Ahu de Bchayis, if I would not know Bechlal the Yitzot, that a Yitzot or Roish is called a Leide, have a Koshalai Ma'itzach Leile Misni Yechzirei. Then it wouldn't be a Kash of why did the Mishnah have to tell us this? The Kiv and Zitzach Lashmin and the Yitzias Roish have a Leide, since the Mishnah has to tell us that Yitzias or Roish is a Leide, if this would be the only place, Ashmin and Nami Adavuchay the Chazor Alav Klumot. So it's telling me the halacha that I saw Sarosh is called a leide, and then it says, when he tells me the halacha, you know, even echziroi, then it would be good to echziroi. So Agavuch is telling me a chidush pute, chazor la plumu, avol kulei bove, to tell me a whole bove, that chazor it does not make it, that it's ois leide, less like the misni mishum achidish pute. That's poshut. You don't have to tell me such a thing. So that's shat the gemara's kasha. If I see from someplace else that they thought the Rosh is called a Levi, so then what is the Mishnah telling me that Hezirai doesn't help? That's Pasha. V'zeh nami ein lahakshes. V'hochi itzich lashminam v'afilu ma shebefnim osa v'l Rav Yehuda osa koi a'uba v'ho lai shaminen mehi de'bechoyres. Now let us understand what Taisus is asking. Taisus, the Gemara says that from the Mishnah in Bechayres, I see that Eitzos HaRosh is a later. Eitzos HaRosh is a later. Well, what is talking about over there? It's talking about over there that there were, let's say, twins, and the first one was a Bentes, Haitzi Rosh Echad, as soon as it took out its head, it's called a Yolot. It's called Reishis Oinoi. It's called Reishis Oinoi. And Mamela, the second one, will not be a Bechor L'Nachle either. Now, from over there, I can see only that the Reish has a Teiris Yolot. If the Reish came out, so it's called, was born already, the Reish has a Teiris Yolot, and that will be Mavkiya, the Bechor from the second one, because this one is Yolot. The Bentes, it's Achai, it's Yolot. So that's called Reishis Oinoi. I have a limud that the Reish is called Yolot. What's with the inside chalik of the Vlad? By Bechor, it's irrelevant. If it's called Yolot, if they saw Reish called that he's Yolot, so Memele, so the second one is not a Bechor. But Taisvus is asking, we'll see in a minute, Taisvus is asking, but in our Mishnah, it's telling us something else. When the Reish came out, so not only is the Reish Yolot, but the inside is also Yolot. Here we're talking about that the inside is also Bechila. You shechted the Behema after they chose the Reish, the Uber is also. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us not that the Reish is also, that the inside is also. So, what is the kasha that it says this already in the Mishnah in Bechayres? In the Mishnah, the Bechayres, it says that the Reish is a chshivis of Yolot, and if the Reish is a chshivis of Yolot, so that's called Reish is Oinai. They were not talking about the inside. There, if the Reish is called Reish is Oinus, I finished. Here, our Mishnah is coming to tell us that the inside Shechita won't help because there's a latest for Lord. So maybe this is a new thing. That's Taisvus Kasha. Let us see. Taisvus Inimim. Mizen Nami Ein Lahakshes. The Hoche Itzach Lashmina, the Filu Mashe Bechnim Osa. Look at the Reish is called Yolo. No, that's coming to tell us Mashe Bechnim Osa. Vil Rav Yehuda osa koi ahuba. Vaha loy shamina mehi de Bechayres. That you don't see from Bechayres. That the inside is also called Yolot. So Taisa says, don't not me pshita. That's poshet. The kivin the choshev ki Yolot. If the Reish is called Yolot, afilo mashem efnin osa, kivin shavlat sholem. So Taisa says, that's poshet. If you have one blood, And the chalik of the vlad was noilad already, so that's considered that the whole vlad is noilad. That if it's one vlad, and the chalik of the vlad was noilad, I mean, let's say if the vlad went out derech haglof, so then this didn't need rubai, lots of rubai to become noilad. Before Yotzer Uboi, it's not called Noilad. It came out, but it's not Noilad. But Al Kaponim Taisa says, if you have one blood and a chalik became Noilad, so Zichri, you don't split the blood. I can't say that then the chalik that's inside wasn't born yet and the chalik that's outside was born. You don't say such a thing. There's no such thing. ובנחתך, גודם יבוילי לקמון, כמו שפורש לקמון בעזרת הכל. Now, the Gemara clears a shaila further. The Gemara clears a shaila further like this. That we mentioned that if it goes out like the derech haglof, you need the roiv of the uba has to go out. So the Gemara clears a shaila like this. So that's poshut. If you'll have, let's say it's going out derech haglof, and roiv came out, so that what's inside is neilot. It's fashion. What'll be the din if the feet of the uba start coming out? He cuts it off. A little bit more comes out, he cuts off. A little bit more comes out, he cuts off. Now you make a cheshbin, everything that was cut off, so they add all the pieces together, it comes out, roiv came out. There the Gemara has a shaila if the chelik that's inside is neilot. Moklas Hashayla. Maybe if Roiv comes out bebas achas, then it's neila. But if Roiv comes out shtiklach, so even though Roiv came out, the Gemara is Hashayla, the chelik that's inside, maybe he's not neila. There's Hashayla in the Gemara. So you see it shayach that Roiv came out and the inside is not neila. You see such a thing. We'll get to the Gemara, maybe we'll understand the Imek Advo, but Al-Kaponim is such a Gemara. So Tosfos says, yeah, Ubenechtach. That means when they're not connected, that means Roiv Taka came out, but there's no Chibur to the Roiv that came out, to the Chibur that's inside, because he cut off each piece. It wasn't Yotza Roiv Ubenechtach. So there is a Svorah to say that what came out did not affect the Chibur that's inside. There is such a svara, but if it's all one animal and the roish is neilah, so that's poshut that the chelik inside is also neilah. That's poshut. That's what Taisvus says. Now let's see the next Taisvus. Tama the roish emes, a roish echai. We had a deal from the Mishnah. Mishnah says two halachas, and then it makes a deal. First, it says it was a nafel, and the yotzer roish echai. It's a pachela nachla, not a pachela koy. It was a bentes, the yotzer roish emes. It's a pachela nachla, not a pachela koy. And then the Gemara says, but a deal. But if it be roish echai, it would not be a bechela nachla, and here we see that it's called yolud mishas eitzos haroish. Tamer. So Tosfos asks, da havelei lemifrach bepshitas. Why do you have to ask from a diuk? Midiktoni ve'ein bechela koyim. Forget about the diuk. It says ve'ein bechela koyim. Im kein mechiyotza roishoi ave kiyolot. That means if the first one is called a petarechem, sal kochoch, that there was, so legabi petarechem, it's called yolot. I mean, the first one was called that was the petarechem. If the feet would come out first, so then you need yotza ruba in order to be a petarechem. Al kochoch, if the first one is called a bechela koyim, or it makes it the second is at the petarechem, al kochoch that there's a lady with mishas yitzias harosh. So why do you have to? So it says two halachas that we yotza roishoy. It's the second one is not a bechela koyim, and the Gemara ignores that, and the Gemara means I from a diik yotza roishoy chay beben tes. Bring a raya from, that's what's mefurish. Vishloime mishum dike lemitre, my roishoy ruboy. One could say that roishoy is ruboy. Kididochi beperik yesh pochoyer. The Omar Shmuel ain ha roish poiter benefolen. Amir dikezach, there's a member of Shmuel. Shmuel says, the Gabi Kohune. Shmuel brings down a posik. The posik says, Koil asher nishmas ruach chayim ba'apot. This is by the Mabul. So he says, when does the Rosh have a chashivis? If it's nishmas ruach chayim ba'apot. If it's not nishmas ruach chayim ba'apot, there's no chashivis of leidus harosh. You need leidus roi. That's a member of Shmuel. So therefore, Shmuel said that if you had, let's say, twins, and the first one was, let's say, a ben pes roitzi roishoi meis, roitzi roishoi meis, the second one is a bochel lekoyin, because the first one wasn't yolot. That what I saw, roish is considered a leide if it's alive. If it's not alive, it doesn't have a chshivis, and then you need, it's only considered later by its own soul. That's a member of Shmuel. Fine. Rekhti Gemara, the Mishnah says, Fakel. The Mishnah says, by a Nefel, by a Ben Tes Meis, Hoitze Roishi, the second one is not a B'chay Lekoi. The Gemara is Sakash and Shmuel. Vish. Kedadach Bek Yesh Poyot. Toma, Shmuel, Ein Roish Poyte Ben Nefel. The Rosh does not pata ben nefol. Uporich lein moho ve'ein b'choy l'koyit. It says clearly that it does pata. The second is not a b'choy l'koyit. U'mishani my roishay ruboy. Roishay you have to learn with a grain of salt. Doesn't mean roishay. It means ruboy. Perish yotza roishay v'gam yotza ruboy. It's true it's yotza roishay but roiv also went out. Achakach uporich. So the Mo says it's of the whole Halacha is dependent because Yotza Ruboy, Venisne Ruboy, Mishani Denoket Roishoy Lemedek, that's right, Sima Roishoy and Ruboy. But it said Roishoy Lemedek or Roishoy Chai, Vachel Nachla Namilayav. So Shmuel said that the Roishoy, what the Mishnah is speaking about means Roishoy plus Ruboy. So if we couldn't bring a raya from the reisha that leide is tali b'reisha, because Shmuel says it means reisha b'rubai, so he can also say the same thing. The only reason why I mentioned reisha is to make a diuk that reisha of a ben tes chai is not a b'chay l'nachla. So that's the Gemara's diuk. There we see that reisha is a leide. Hilkach ike pirche mahodi yuke. Bobby Motzel, Mitra Chochem, as Nisan Denide, this nine Yotza Kedarkoi, Misha Yotza Rev Roishe, Vesa Rev Roishe, Misha Teise Padachtoi. Al Koponim, that's that. Odom mi Behema Loyal. Then the Gemara says, you can't now learn out an Odom from a Behema. That means even though the Yitzias Harosh from a Behema is considered a Leida, because they ain't Proizda Le Behema. So now, Sotosfos is going to start giving us a translation. What does the word proizder mean? Now, proizder means a hallway, an entrance. This world is a proizder. So Sotosfos says like this. Hai proizder dahoche lehave kihi de yaitse daif. The Gemara says in Yaitzei Doifen, the Mechi, Hoitzi, Vlad, Roishoi, Chutz, Leproizdoi, Havekiyolot. When the Vlad is by a person, the Hoitzi, Vlad, Roishoi, Chutz, Leproizdoi, Havekiyolot. So it says by Leide, it has to be Moitzi Roishoi, not from the Rechem, from the Proizdoi. If it's Moitzi Roishoi from the Proizdoi, then it's called Yolot. So Taisa says, the Ike Prezder the Hosom, it will say that our Gemara means that a Behemoth doesn't have a Prezder, another has a Prezder. The Ike Prezder the Hosom, Ariocha Mahoya Yochala Prezder Lakeva Leide, Kivin Sharoish Chutzoloi. What was gave on that there's a Prezder, but the Leide is after the Roish leaves the Prezder. So what's the Chilak? A person has a Prezder, Behemoth doesn't have a Prezder. But we're talking about the latest after it went out of the place. Ella. Preisder Dohosim Hu Bayis Achitze. That means, the Preisder over there means you have the Rechem where the behemoth was, then there's a canal that it goes out from, and after it leaves the canal, it's called Yolot. That's when it's called Yolot, when it leaves the canal, that's when it's called Yolot. But by a person, even though it left the canal, after it left the canal, the Rosh is still not Nizgala because of the Yerichayim of the Isha, HaMechasim Es HaRechem Shebein HaRichayim, K'deperish HaKuntaris. So that means the Leda of a Behemoth after it leaves its canal over there, so then it's Goli, so that's called a Leda. A Leda of an Uber, of a person, even after it leaves the canal, it is not so Goli because of the Yerichayim of the Isha. You say, how could it be? There it says prosda means one thing, and then here it says prosda means another thing. But here I got masking the perk of the kech, behemah, dom rab yeshua, tinuf, paita, mipchoire, nechoshiv, atinuf, lav. There it says, tinuf, patas, from choire. Vlehavi, ahi, tinuf, vlad, there it says Rav Yodis Metanfeis, and there it doesn't mean that there's not that Shaykh Bukhara. There the Tinuf means a type of a discharge, and the Tinuf that says Tinuf is a din of blood means something else, that there was Dam and Mayim, another thing, that is a Teres blood. So we see that Chazal could sometimes use the same Lashon, even though they're speaking about two different inyonim. See, it's also the same thing. That means that here we call the praise the Mokem Erechayim, and that means after it left the praise there, it was Haiti Reishi Chutz from the praise there, but the Gemara speaking about the need, there's still another praise there that Erechayim create. Shilya sheyotzisa miktsasa osar ba'achil. So the Gemara first wanted to differentiate. There could be this a difference between a behemah and an adam. That could be by an adam, the roish is choshuv, patsufay choshuv, so then the ladies harosh is called a lady. Hashe'en came by behemah, could be the ladies harosh is not called a lady. The Gemara says no. By behemoth is also the same halacha. We learn shilya sheyotzes amiktsasa osar ba'achile afilu mashayim b'fnim b'shashchit, because rechayish maybe the chelik that came out was the rosh. Bim toima heichi muchach minei de b'rosh habeki yolot. Where do we see from here that the rosh is yolot? Dilma mishim de gazrin and miktsasa, maybe the roish is not a lady. With geyser miktsas otokula, that they assert the whole shilya when miktsas comes out, zeir otokula. The mahanami dochle pekame de babakame. The koma milse de rabbi leza, the more zakashan rabbi leza, Mike mashmo de miktsas shilya beloi blat, tanina shilya shiotsas a miktsasa. The Gemara says that, no, I wouldn't know. Could be yesh mitzvah shilya b'loy v'lat. Either were goyis or mitzvah or tekula. So maybe it's the same thing over here. P'yesh loim demise de b'yitzias harosh lehava leide loy hoya roi ligzer. Given de b'mitzvah the efshel b'shum pam lovey lidech shivas leide. So, Memele, here, then, if you would not say that a lady, Sarosh is called a lady, you never would have been Geyser, Miktsasa, Otto, Kula, because this Miktsas can never be a lady. They never do such a thing. Right. So you see that Al Kapone Miktsasa, that the Rosh is a Teres lady. Now, Taisa says, Amir Dikakashim. Taisa says, Akashim, We brought down before a Gemara in Bechayres. The Gemara says in Bechayres that Shmuel said that the Rosh of a nafel does not create a lady. Ein harosh poita b'nafolim, you need, we mentioned before the posik, kol asher nishmas ruach hayim ba'apov, hu dechoshev reishit. But if it's a roish, it's a roish of a dead, here we're talking about a dead person, a dead uber, it doesn't give it a teiris leid. Like Tosfos, here we're speaking about a shilya, the shilya is mochli, it's dissolved, it's not alive. And here we see clearly that it's called a leide. What did Shmuel do with this din of shilya shiyotzes a miksos? So that's Tosfos kash. Mehoch elekel mifrach lishmuel. The Amar v'Perk yesh v'chayr dein haroish poita b'nafolim. And here we see that haroish patos b'nafolim. So Tosfos says, here we see the duma haino davke b'behemet. By a behemet it patos b'nafolim, avu ba'odom lo yishamina mehoch. But an odom could be is different. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, amir dike chidish, the whole memra of Shmuel was only by an odom. He's talking about by a bachur, the koyim. Rabbochanan and Koivitz and Yonim says he can't understand Tosfos. There's a lot of shverkeit in Tosfos, like Baba Bakama, that we won't get into. But Rabbochanan says he doesn't understand. Shmuel brought a posik in Noyach. Koil asher nishmas ruach chayim ba'apov. That posik is speaking about the Odom, Behem, it's speaking about everyone. Now that posik Shmuel brought a raya that it doesn't have nishmas ruchayim b'apov, doesn't have a chshivis. And Taisha says, no, only by Odom it's like that. Abachonah says he doesn't understand Taisha's. Abachonah lo yishamina mahoch, yeah, the hod itani seife, kesimim vlad bishik, kach simim vlad bevehim, ayin linyan shu yidav simim vlad. That we learn out that there's a vlad in the shilya. I have to realize there once was a vlad. But not that you learn out that everything from an Odom. Simavlad Beisha. A God, he not by Nisha. There's no Shivas of Roish by a Shulya. Kesimin Vlad Beisha, Kachsimin Vlad Bevein. It's coming to tell us if you see a Shulya that's Mocha, you should realize there once was a Vlad. Bim Toima, my poshit Yoisa Bozemi Boze. Some just like by Nisha. A shilya is a simen blat within by beima. Why is an ishim a poshe than beima? Shloime mishim desnan benide, the beisha have a shvir simen blat. An isha a shvir, that's mede Rashi says, is a chatiches boso. A chatiches boso comes out from an isha that's a simen who once was a blat. By a beima, a shvir is not a simen blat. So, lekach koma, the Aval gav the bebehemo lehavi shvir simim lad, vikomokim bishilye shavaleishe. That means there are different oichoches if it was a vlad, if it wasn't a vlad. So by a shvir, it's a rai was a vlad by ishe, not by behema. But by a shilye, that was nimuach, we say, keshem shesimim vlad by ishe, kach simim vlad bebehema.